Agent 0009. Because of your refusal to manifest another communication crystal, I am forced to leave this message on your voicemail. Due to your involvement in the killing of Yellow Star, I am sad to say that you are now on the list of terminable employees. I was quite dismayed to learn of Yellow Star's demise. It took me a lot of work to capture Haster and trap him in Alberto Killett's body. And now the magician has him cleverly held inside of the Altar of Darkness, awaiting the ashes of my former nemesis, Nixamalugal. Congratulate yourself, Agent 0009er. You could have been my queen, settled into the hive, and ruled over this polyhedron with me. But now your selfish lust will be the undoing of all that is. Goodbye.
Darkness. I'm Randy Aspinwall, and I'm still stuck here, 12 floors down under the ground. I inherited a large piece of land with a huge mansion on it and a magical silver key. I'm just not really feeling this episode today. After the stuff that went on with Donna last week, I haven't been able to sleep, and I keep having nightmares. All I see is the face of poor Al. Anyway, you guys know the story. Why don't you guys just introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Lou Guts the Ghoul. And you know, Randy, maybe this will help cheer you up. Your uncle sent me on a mission one time, and I had the opportunity to eat a clown.
Oh, my.
Here it comes.
Yeah, but, you know, I got to say, he tasted kind of funny.
And there we go.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. You could tell that to my kids.
I'm Julie, and I guess the meditation hasn't been helping you that I gave you?
Nothing helps. All I see is Al screaming as Donald shot him, as Donald stabbed him, as Donald poisoned him. I even imagine Donald as a child in the scouts burning this guy to death with marshmallows. And then the end-all be-all is, of course, that he took that axe to him just as he was waking up and just chopped his head off right over my laptop. You know, it took me so long to clean all. I was cleaning blood and brain matter out of my keyboard with a Q-tip. I how does a guy forget that stuff?
Too bad. Donald O'Shaughnessy. D as in dildo store. O as in oh shit handles. N as in not an actual fucking Four Seasons hotel.
I'm just going to...
A... as in apples in your anus.
I can't stop seeing Al.
As in,
oh no,
lemonade out of my dick.
That was pretty gruesome.
Face. O, as in, oh shit, that's not lemonade coming out of my dick. Apostrophe.
Probably syphilis, you sick.
S, man. As in, sleeping like a baby. H, as in, hard nipples. A, as in, a great night's sleep.
Oh.
U as in upper decker.
Good news.
B as in grape nuts.
I've been working on my manifestation.
H as in horny and Harvard Yard.
Yeah, tell me about that.
N as in nobody's listening to this.
Really focusing on
E as in especially Randy.
Myself.
Were you able to carry something?
As in hit the bed.
Something a little different. Before the show.
And Y as in you guys are all fucking assholes.
I was able to give him a psychic candy.
Lugatz, you got a psychic candy? Congratulations, man. Drink to that.
That is really
drink
good.
Drink to that.
Whatever, Donald. Put some fucking Iocane in it, why don't you? So,
not going to put Iocane in it.
May I run my show, Donald? Can I have your permission to do that?
Yes.
God, this fucking guy. I'm glad that you two are able to finally consummate your love in a physical way. I know you've been doing the spirit connectivity thing, and I'm sure that's fulfilling, but Lou, you must be super happy, man.
I'm super happy, and you should be too, because the last thing you want is a ghoul that's pent up roaming around this place.
Yeah, no joke, right? Well, that's awesome. Congratulations to the two of you. So anyway,
he had blue balls. Now he's just got ghoul balls.
That's right.
Donald. All right. Listen, Lou, thanks for cheering me up. And Julie, weird as it is to hear about your sex life, it actually cheered me up a little bit. At least somebody's happy and getting something.
Julie can make you feel even more better.
Shut the fuck up, Donald.
You've been an asshole to me all week. I saved your life. There was something wrong with that guy.
There was nothing wrong with Al. He was just Al. He came on the show in good faith. You shot him. You stabbed him. You burned him to death with marshmallows.
I was just a kid. That was an accident.
Five times. You lopped his head off with a fucking axe.
You told me to.
I did not tell you to lop his head off with an axe.
You said, what are you going to do? Are you going to cut his head off with an axe now? That's a dare.
That's not a dare. Any normal, sane person who didn't spend 6 months in an insane asylum because he saw a dragon pussy in the Boston fucking harbor.
It wasn't a dragon pussy. It was Cthulhu Bula. I don't know what the fuck his name is.
You know what? It's not important anymore. Anyway, we're here. Hey, let's just move on with the show. Donald, try not to fuck anything up or kill anything this week. So our next guest, Julie helped me get in touch with her this week for a couple of reasons. I haven't been able to sleep. I keep having these recurring nightmares of poor Al and, what happened to him
fucking
with the altar.
Let that go.
Just stop, Donald. You know what? Let other people experience their world in their way. All right. It's not always about Donald. But anyway, we got a good guest. Yeah, whatever.
He deserved to die.
He didn't deserve to die. He was a nice guy. He came on the show to try to talk to us, and you killed him five times. So anyway, moving on. I don't want to talk about it. So anyway, I did get us a guest lined up. Julie helped me out during the week, and I used the key. And actually, I too have learned some new powers. I can now communicate with beings from other dimensions.
Did you get a psychic candy, though?
No, Donald, I did not. I'm married.
Well, then Lugat's got the better thing.
Yeah, whatever, Donald. So, at least try to make this episode easy on me. I wasn't even going to do one. So just relax.
Relax.
I've got a guest. If Donald will let me talk and be the host of my show, I got a guest, and. It's Elderberry, right? I'm not going to try to play some kind of lead in. We met Elderberry in our Halloween episode. For those of you listening out there, if you want to hear the Halloween episode, it is still available on our regular feed. But that's only going to be for a little while longer than it's going to be in our Patreon feed. And you'll be able to grab that up, with a premium membership so that you can hear that and other bonus episodes. We got a Thanksgiving episode that'll be coming up soon too.
Randy's dream is to have a giant money bin that he can dive into like Scrooge McDuck. So he's making that shit cost extra.
Donald's dream is to one day finish elementary school.
A, Ding. B, C, D, F.
Wait.
J.
Hold on. I just heard something. I think that, we offered to make a gate for Elderberry, but it looks like she's just made her own way in.
Yeah.
Hi, Elderberry.
Oh, you assholes. Oh, my God. What smells in here?
It's Donald.
It's
Oh,
Lou.
God. Oh, my God. You guys have been sitting down here in your own filth for just ages. I can tell.
Oh, maybe we can get some of those car air fresheners.
Ugh. Yeah, that's not going to help what
it's
you got going
help,
on
Donald.
In here. Oh. That's horrible. It's
yeah,
horrible.
This is going to help you stress, chilling. Randy. Invite her over. Invite over Elderberry. That'll help you sleep.
Yeah, I could help you sleep.
Yeah, I know that. And that's why I invited you over. I know you're a witch. You've got a long history and probably a lot of wisdom. So, Julie and I were talking. She actually had mentioned that she had, she had known you at some point. You had been to some show or what the hell was that, Julie?
Oh, yeah. It was when I was 16. A couple of friends and I went to San Francisco. It was our first ritual, and we were so excited, and it was near Haight-Ashbury, so
where else?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, yeah, I remember that day. Oh, my God. It was beautiful. Harmonic convergence. People dancing, hippies, drug addicts, homeless people, sex workers, drag queens, all kinds of crazies, all coming together in the park. Oh, yeah, and there I was in the middle of it all, dancing and buck naked in a blue flame. Yeah, that was a good time. That was...
Oh. Right, it was great because we could all go get ice cream after.
You know, you just come and go in this dimension and probably others as you see fit then.
Yeah, I come here, I go there. I've been around, I've seen some things. You know, I get bored sometimes.
Let me ask you, have you, Elderberry, have you ever known an immortal, like a human who was immortal? Because this is actually why I was bringing you here on the show. I really wanted to ask you for some help. Donald, the orangutan sitting next to me murdered a guy last week. And he was not a demon. He was just Al. He was a nice guy who was coming to be on our show. And Donald killed him like 5 times. And then the last time he killed him, he cut his head off with an axe. It was gruesome. It was one of the most traumatic experiences I've had in my life. Shut the fuck up, Donald. I may not be able to kick your ass, but I promise you I will try with everything I fucking have.
That sounds like a terrible way to go. But
Elderberry,
you know,
all I'm saying is, if at any time you need to use some kind of powers or do something to kill this guy, just go ahead.
I could kill him. I could take him.
I bet you could. Do you hear that, yeah, Donald?
I'll blow you over.
Don't be a cunt, Randy.
Whatever. I'm gonna. I mean,
who's he calling a cunt?
No, this is my show,
Randy.
I'm just going to ignore you, Donald. Everybody, ignore Donald. Elderberry, what I'm asking you is I haven't been able to sleep. I just keep seeing poor Al's face as Donald shot him, as Donald stabbed him, as Donald poisoned him.
I even
imagine what he must have looked like as little fucking asshole kindergarten, whatever the fuck age he was, Donald burned him to death with Stay Puft marshmallows.
They weren't fucking Stay Puft marshmallows.
Whatever, Donald. So the last thing he did was literally just go crazy with an axe and lop this guy's head off right next to my laptop on the altar. And then there was blood everywhere, but the blood started soaking up into the altar here. And then it cracked open like a giant mouth and these black tentacles came out. They grabbed Al's head and his body and pulled him in. And I swear the altar was chewing on him. And just pull them in. I can't get this out of my mind and I can't sleep. And I didn't even want to come down here and do the show today.
That sounds pretty horrible.
I've never seen anything like it.
Is there some kind of wisdom that you can tell us that might help me to get over this and process this?
Well, you know, I think you're going to have to start with a ritual of some sort. Go outside on a full moon, strip down, buck naked, start a bonfire, and then jump into the bonfire and watch as your ashes curl up and
Donald, did you poison her?
I didn't do a damn thing. I did not do anything.
What has happened?
Holy shit, Elderberry, she's fucking wigging out.
It's okay, guys. She's going into a trance here.
Oh, a trance. Okay, she's going to give us some wisdom.
Sounds like phlegm.
Maybe she'll tell me how to get some sleep. Does sound like phlegm.
Very phlegm.
A great doom. Everybody, a great up. Doom. A great doom isn't coming to all the realities. It's already here.
Wait, Lucas, you doom. Got Doom for the PlayStation?
Shut up, doom. Donald.
BFG edition, baby.
There's something doom. Actually happening here. Shut up.
That doom wants to awaken as a Thoth. The dreamer who dreams all worlds. You can't stop this. If you waken as a Thoth, all that is will suddenly cease to exist as a dream ends with waking.
Yeah, this doom. Shut up, Donald. This is important.
I'm asking as a Thoth. Are you talking about Gargamel's cat?
No, don't fuck this up, Donald. All right. This doom, we know about this. This is what we're here to stop. What can we do to stop it?
There's nothing you can do. Do all that you can, however, for it is only through the courage to love and the will to sacrifice that this terrible fate can be overcome.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying.
We can do that, right?
Shut up, Donald. Not everybody is a hateful asshole like you.
Sounds like a Halmock movie.
Listen. Who are you? Can you help us?
I was once a great wizard, perhaps even greater than Randolph Carter himself. I am Nig Samalugal.
This is the guy.
Oh, shit. No.
This is the guy that was supposed to save us from this doom. Can you
fucked now, Lou?
Can you help us?
Where is Randolph? Where is he?
Lou?
Randolph is not with us anymore. He was torn apart in front of me by those awful insect creatures, those cricket creatures.
It's bad. It's very bad. You need to reanimate my ashes.
Lou, body. That's you again.
Lou, this is you, buddy.
Yeah, I just I lost your ashes. It was an accident. I had your ashes with me, and I stopped to get something to eat because I took big wounds, and the rain just washed it into the mud, and it got into the coffin. My shoes, my Bill Murray shoes. I just.
Oh my god! Okay,
I don't even know where to begin to get
it. That was a fucking.
You need
carpet.
To find one of the fabled immortals to sacrifice on the altar.
Donald, she's telling us something important about immortals.
You
we
need
gotta find
to
immortals.
Find one of the fabled immortals to sacrifice on the altar of darkness.
Oh, we did that. We kind of did that. Donald, you kind of did that.
Okay.
You need to get as many of my ashes as you can and put them on the altar of darkness and bring to bear as many of my former powers as you can.
Okay. Oh, that's got to be Elderberry back again. All right, we lost Nick Samaluga. We can't ask him any more questions, but clearly we have to find some of these ashes. We can't get to these ashes, though.
Well,
you know where the grave is? I mean,
can we maybe dig up the grave and...
It was over.
It's all gone from the gravesite, and it was so long ago. I mean,
yeah, it was over 20 years ago.
No, I love that carpet so much. I replaced it, but I never got rid of it.
What? You have that rug, Donald? I could fucking hug you right now. I am so sorry for being so pissed at you.
Yeah. It's
oh my god.
I can never get rid of it.
Donald, you are a secret fucking genius. You sacrificed the immortal last week. On the altar of darkness.
Yeah, see?
All we have
now
to do
you
is
thank
get
me.
Some of,
told you yes, I was helping you.
I'm so sorry. All we got to do is get those ashes. Donald, you have the rug, and it's got ashes on it from Lucas's boots, from the mud, from the muddy ashes.
Yeah.
Where's the rug?
It's in my apartment.
Where in your apartment?
Fuck, I don't remember.
Oh, my God. Are we going to need a way to...
I can help you with a potion for memory.
Yes, yes, yes. Donald, yes. Let her
memory
help you.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Just do whatever you got to do.
I can
Donald.
Help you.
Why are you looking at me that way?
Oh, I have a spell for you, Donald.
Oh, my God.
It's going to cost you just a little something.
Look at her pants. She's got two boners.
Oh, no. I think I know what she's thinking.
Yeah, for real. Julie, Lou, I think we should just get out of here. Let's just leave.
I can't leave fast
Lou,
enough.
I'm getting on your back. Let's get out of here.
Buddy.
Oh, poor Donald. I'm sorry, Donald.
Oh, God, don't put those in me.
Oh my, folks. It looks like Randy didn't turn off the recording before he jumped on Lugitz's back to flee the darkness and the wild sex scene that ensued between Detective Donald and my dear friend, the witch Elderberry. I have somehow managed to get a copy of that recording. And you can hear it by becoming a patron of the show at patreon.com/livefromthedarkness. You'll also get access to our other bonus episodes, including the latest Halloween special and the upcoming Thanksgiving and Midwinter specials. Seriously, though, folks, since the doom of this and all realities is at this point beyond stopping, you might as well be entertained by the extra perverse while you wait for the dreamer to awaken and for all that you know to stop existing. Go on, treat yourself to something fun. That's patreon.com/livefromthedarkness. Ta-ta!